Danny, congratulations, you've done it. How do you feel?
Very proud, you know, very proud. But, you know, I have to say we were pushed to the limit tonight, you know, and although we've played very well, I think some of the football we've played has been outstanding at times. You know, we had a real game plan and the lads carried it through to the letter, you know. And thankfully we've come up with a fantastic goal at the end to win it. A late goal, it looks like it's always going to separate the two teams. But, you know, only a few minutes before that, Steve Simonson pulls off an unbelievable save. You know, I could have turned it around completely, but I felt we were good value for the win overall, you know. But you take nothing away from Stevenage, how tough they were. You know, that's the fourth game we've had against them, and not one has been easy, you know. And they're a real credit to themselves and to Gary, the manager.
Persistence and patience seem to be key for you.
Well, it had to be, yeah. I mean, you know, the way we set ourselves up and the way we wanted to play, you know, it had to be patient. You know, we weren't going to be able to have three attackers on the pitch at any given time because of the lack of resources, quite honestly, and lack of bodies, you know. But we knew how we wanted to play, and we knew we had the players to play in that system. And thankfully, like I said, we've come out with a good result, but it was hard work.
Richard Creswell wasn't available to you in the end. What was the problem in the end?
Well, today, sadly enough, he's got an eye infection, believe it or not, and he can't see. His right eye, I think it is, he's completely blurred. He just can't see through it. He woke up this morning, and that's just the luck the boy's having at the moment in time. You know, he's broke his hand, he's broke his nose, he's had a shoulder injury, and now it's his eye. You know, but hopefully he'll be available to come back in for the final.
On the subject of strikers, Chris Porter, it's not always easy for a striker to play that lone striker role. How would you comment on how he's done tonight and over the two legs for you?
I think he's got better as the games have gone on. You know, the more games he's played, if you like, and then the latter end of this game is when he's come to the fore. You know, he's warm with it. You know, he's a fit boy. You know, a lot of people will not understand how fit he is. He's a very fit boy. He can go all day. And that's why we recognised him going in up front on his own. And I think from his point of view, he can be absolutely delighted to get a goal as he did because his work ethic in the last two games have been fantastic.
This was a very, very tricky tie to get through. How relieved are you now to not only have got through, but to be able to reward those fans with a trip to Wembley?
Well, listen, looking about there, they absolutely roared us on right at the end. I mean, the noise was absolutely deafening. You know, we couldn't get messages over to the players at times, but that's what you want to have, you know. And you know, at 0-0, they pushed on to get that goal, and when it went in, well, you know, everything went ballistic, didn't it? And that's the support we've had all season, you know, and it's a credit to Sheffield itself, you know, the fantastic fantastic support, and let's hope we can do it justice again at Wembley.
What now? Is this where it all goes a bit crazy over the next couple of weeks?
It might do for you guys. It won't for us. No, we'll be preparing as we normally do. You know, the lads will have a couple of days off. They deserved it. And they'll come back in towards the weekend, and then we'll work through to the cup final.
Are you confident you'll have options up front by the time Wembley comes around? Because there must have been a point tonight, Danny, where you turned around, looked at the bench and thought, if I need to change it, how do I change it?
Frank nearly came on twice. I promise that now. It was... no, I mean, it's you just get on with it, though. You know, we know what's been dealt us, and you just got to get on with it. We're not a team, we're not a club who wants to cry about certain things. We just get on with it, you know. And the boys, as I said before, who are waiting in the wings, are ready to play. You know, and you can't keep ignoring them. You've got to play them and give them the legs. And again, the big bonus for me today was Monty coming back, you know, and having him available. You know, that was massive. Having somebody so experienced to be able to call on.